Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to be here with you, as is my co-host, Jimbo.
What am I?
We're my co-host.
No, but you said I'm as is. I am what?
Happy.
Oh, I forgot I was happy.
He's happy to be here.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
You know that song you love?
Oh, I hate that freaking
song. Isn't that Pharrell Williams song? Yeah.
I can't believe you made a dime off that piece of shit song.
Okay. So everybody so far that are with us on Facebook, you are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. You are watching us streaming live. Any of you that are on Blog Talk Radio, if you wish to join us, welcome. Very nice people there for you to meet. Okay. And it's not some group or, you know, you need some sort of special handshake to get in there. It's open to everybody. So anyway, I would like to remind everyone.
Get your cards.
I'm getting them, getting them, getting them. Yeah. That I'm using, ta-da, ordinary playing cards.
They are as ordinary as you can get.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, I could start dealing out poker here.
You like the bicycles, right?
I prefer the bicycles because they last longer and you feel the connection.
I think bicycle and Hoyles personally are identical.
They really kind of are.
Oh, Bob. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not saying one is better than the other.
I got you. Yeah. But then if you start going other brands, then you can start going downhill. Like
well, you do.
Aviator or whatever that is.
Who?
I think the one called like Aviator or something.
Yeah.
It's got a little crappy airplane symbol on it. Yeah.
Oh, how interesting, Diana. I've not met many people that did use ordinary playing cards. And I want to remind everybody, as I stress in my book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, published in London, as I want to remind everybody, we are all intuitive beings. Some of us just have a better or more developed sense of intuition, which is, you know, interchangeable with the word psychic. But we all have that ability. We're born with it. Now, I would liken it in my book to say I'm holding a piece of elastic. Now, the elastic is just, say, this long right now. But I can stretch it, right? I can stretch it and keep stretching it until something's going to happen. But anyway, that is what our intuitiveness is like. If we exercise it, work with it, have some people use cards. Some people like a crystal ball. Others will use like scrying. And it's all dependent on what sort of, object that you'd like to use as your, helper in terms of your intuitiveness. Now, I like to think that what is often received is divine intervention coming through the deck, okay? So anyway, we're going to move on, but I do want to also mention that I will be using a 24-card layout for each of our callers, and if we take those from, Facebook, then I always like to use a 24-card layout, same layout that I use in my private sessions. However, when we go private, I can lay them out repeatedly. Where we, for time constraints, we simply can't do that during the show. So I think I've said my part, and now I think it's Ta-da! Mr. Excitement.
All right, welcome everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for educational, informational purposes only. All right? And a good, happy reminder, good for everybody, but we like to like this part a lot, is if you are international, let us know. And that goes for the callers on Blog Talk and the Facebookers. If you let us know, as soon as you let us know, we'll give you live international shout-outs, which we shall catch up on those that have been here already. We have, who was first here today, Suzanne from Scotland.
Yeah, mm. She came in the door first.
And we have Rachel from the other side of the world in Australia, and I think that's our two so far, internationals, yes, but it won't be our final two, likely.
Freddie Mercury's here? How do you know?
I didn't. Where did I say that?
You said it.
If you lose track of a thread, you can't jump in. Just
you never know in spirit he might be here. We don't know.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get down to business. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll get a message that basically says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. I called in, tested it, saw my name pop up, and I was on hold and I heard the show. So everything's good. You hear nothing anytime in the future. If you hear nothing, that's not good. So you got to call back. So, but right now you should be hearing us flipper, flapper, blabbity blab. Facebooker, you know the deal. We do what we can to try to turn to you folks. I will be honest that we will only, when we do turn to Facebookers, we're only going to take the international folks. Because the other...
Or the other's got a call. Right.
I was about to say that.
Go ahead. Well, then I'm quite intuitive, aren't I?
We're only taking the international folks because if you are stateside, you can call that 515 number.
Ontario, or whoever you are, it's very bad form to come into other people's shows and start hawking your own product.
Oh, no,
yeah, so you've got to get out, and we're going to chase you up.
Right, not even. There's probably not even a human there. It's just a computer coming in, and just somebody wrote a little program for it. It's probably not even a human manning that machine.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But they have been banned from the show, and I have gone into their Facebook page and shut them down back here.
Well, while he's doing that, I want to mention.
It's already done.
Last night's show, we did mediumship with the cards and found that the son of the man, and I'm sorry, I meant to bring their names. The son, the boy was going on the submarine.
That was the Pakistani nationals that obviously, and they get around the world. But
I believe he was going to school in Scotland. Well, as for the CEO, I forgot his name.
Like
Cashton or something. Anyway, the CEO, when I did mediumship last night, it was as if he didn't even realize he was gone. And as far as from the physical world. But that son was extremely traumatized by what happened. Remember, he didn't even want to go. And his spirit instantly flew to what he considered a comfort zone or a safe haven. And he's at that university. He's somewhere in that university. And that's where he is holed up in spirit. And hopefully he will, you know, go through some healing and head off to the afterlife. So, but anyway, I just wanted to share that. And a little later, we will try again on the CEO. All right.
Well, back to what I was saying is that we don't know when, if we do turn to the Facebook folks, it will only be for the international folks. And it would be via messenger audio or video call to Deborah Layton. But I can't promise you when that'll be. I wish you could call early and get in a queue, but they don't have that. So you got to wait till if you ever call. And we didn't officially say it's time. We have to hang up because there's no hold. So do not do it until you hear us. All right. And regardless of that, no matter what kind of color you are, that is the hearts. That is kind of the angel thing, which means that your reading with Deborah is done. It's a free reading. It's done. We're shutting the door. And we can do that because it's a free show and it's a free reading. And you didn't pay for a time slot. So that's what the heart means. It's time for you to stand by for your angel card reading before we move on to another person. So you really are not happy because you want more time? Well, that's easy. PsychicLoveDoctor.com webpage. You can arrange for a private reading, and then you have a time slot, and I cannot say squat to you because I won't be there.
Or you can use Skype, that you already mentioned. You know, it's not very expensive at all. And one of our...
It's not as expensive as a cell phone call from another on the opposite side of the globe, but it's not going to be as cheap as us.
And you can also, Terry Sue, one of our regulars, is in the UK. She said that there are various services that you can use. The one she was using was where she would do some surveys, collect enough in terms of earnings, and then she'd be able to make a phone call. Also, don't discount Magic Jack. That was around for God, how long? Since the 90s, I think.
I can tell you right now, these folks are not going to go out and get an internet phone service just for our show. I guarantee they're not going to do that.
Even if it's only 20 American dollars.
20. Just for our show. Just for our show. For no other freaking reason. You're going to go out and get that box set up, plug it into your internet just for the show. Well, if you are, you're a true fan.
Well, it's not
that
much. We have a friend who his whole family is over in Spain.
Well, that's the difference there, yes.
He came here to go to college and all, and he stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls on his Magic Jack, which is basically
VoIP
on your computer. And it's free. So I'm saying if you'd like to.
Well, yeah, if you have another reading, then you should definitely do it if you haven't already have such a service. If you have overseas families and stuff in other countries, that is the way to go. International shout out to Catherine from the land of Ireland.
Hello there, Catherine.
Okay, we talked about all the stuff, protocols that will all be ignored. I know that. Let's go take our first caller.
Don't be so negative.
It's called realistic. 860 from Connecticut, 860. You're the first caller.
Hello and welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you so much. This is Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Lisa
Marie.
Hi. Oh, okay.
Yeah, hi.
I'm just having such a hard time with the neighbors. They've escalated even more since I spoke with you last, and they seem to be emboldened. I don't think the police believe me. And they're, you know, very set up, and they have them come into their house, and I think, oh, my goodness, what have they got? It all written down what they're going to do to me. And I'm just so broken. I mean,
well,
I don't know if there's anything I can do or what they're doing over there or why they're doing it.
Well,
they've gotten rid of my ducks. They've got something up that makes the ducks not come anymore. There's no ducks.
You know, here's the thing. You can choose to continue to be at their mercy, or you can empower yourself and make some choices. Now, it might be hard choices. For instance, make up your mind you're not living there regardless of what your husband says and go get yourself a little place somewhere where you
that's
can
a whole different
I can't afford that. It takes money. Enough money to
don't mean to be intrusive. Do you receive disability or some kind of social security something?
You don't have to get specific.
We're just wondering, do you receive any aid?
It's minuscule because I started getting it 21 years ago, and I was a barber who was making $5 a haircut, so I had not put nothing into it. Now haircuts are $30.
I guess you...
I'm going to lay out our cards, but...
Is that the question, I guess, is you just want to see where the situation is going?
Yeah. The police seem to have emboldened them. They feel like they can come after me harder, and they are.
Okay, I'm laying down your cards right now.
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you guys.
You are not.
Just desperate.
No, don't say that. You're not
bothering us.
Me.
That's what the show's for.
Yeah.
Right. No, you are here for a purpose, and that's what it is. We understand. Now, everybody realize These cards are like a look into things. These cards aren't magic. Deb cannot start rearranging them to make positive things happen. So don't think that these cards are going to turn your life around, because that would be a great misconception on anybody's part. It's just going to help you maybe get a look, maybe get some insight on some things you can tweak, because the future, you can't control it, but you can kind of point it sometimes a little bit, change its direction a little bit, right?
Yes.
Right, your body will, right.
If I give you this insight, is this what you want me to do, tell you truthfully what's here?
Yeah.
That's all I expect is the truth.
I think
nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I think your husband is in league with the neighbors. And I think that is a really evil man that you're with. If you thought he was different when you met him and married him.
Well, probably, of course.
That man, according to these cards, he's gone.
Or he was never there. He perpetrated a fraud maybe the whole time.
I keep seeing in neon the word psychopath. And the thing here is honey, you're going to have to save your own life. And what I see here is you have options that you don't have the funds to go out and just move.
You can't.
And you'd probably want to have lawyer support for that, you know, from a lawyer.
All that, yeah.
So, you know, years ago, I don't know if a lot of people are aware, but your husband could get the sheriff or the police to come fetch you and bring you right back.
Yeah, those days are gone, but that was many a month.
Even if he broke your arm or whatever he did. Yeah.
Gone,
so what I'm seeing here is, this is seriously what I mean. You have a path in front of you that brings you safety, because I see you with the four clubs right on you, and that is, that card, it traditionally is called the devil's bedpost. I prefer not to think of it that way. I think of it as the worst thing that could happen at the worst possible time, like a Murphy's Law. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you my suggestion as if you were my own family. Okay? Go check yourself into the hospital and tell them everything. And tell them you think you're losing your mind. And you're going to have helpers coming out of the woodwork that are going to be
there.
They'll lock you up. The what?
Connecticut, they'll lock you up in Connecticut. They won't help you. They'll lock you up.
Legally, they can only do a 5150 for 3 days. That's 72 hours. But you know what, though? Regardless of whether or not you really are losing your mind, you need safety.
Yeah, you need to get help from an organization.
Because you've got neighbors that are working in tandem with your husband.
Yeah, you got a husband that is a jackwad, and you need separation from that whole situation, and you got to start all with maybe a women's organization.
That would be a start, too.
Maybe you're, you know what, go to a battered women's organization. It doesn't mean that somebody has to pick you up and physically bounce you off the wall and be abused.
This is emotional, probably verbal. I mean,
sometimes we'll get to that, but I mean, if it hasn't, we don't want to pry. It's not our business.
No.
I'm just saying.
But you're going to have to find a way to help. Yes.
You got
to
seek it. It's not going to come find you until it's too late, usually. So you got to go seek help. Look out for number one. I mean, it'd be different if you had a gazillion dollars in the bank, obviously. You just pack up and go, but you don't. We know that. Most of us do not have
that. And that's the route to take, where you will get all sorts of agencies involved.
There's people at these organizations that have contacts, and they have numbers to all sorts of other places that are unique to your situation.
And you know the thing is,
you gotta make a start.
Anybody out there that has ever had to try and cope with an abuser, the thing is, they're like cockroaches. And I say that because as long as you stay quiet, they can treat you as however they want. But the minute you speak out and you tell people, it's like all the lights were turned on. And you know what roaches do? They run. And the best safety that you can give yourself, seriously, is to tell everybody you know.
Yep. And
if something happens to me, he did it.
And you go to those advocacy organizations, women's shelter type place. It doesn't have to be a real shelter, but organizations like that.
Yeah, long ago in the 80s.
You're not the first
I had
person.
To go to one. And they put me underground for a while because I had a crazy-ass husband who was running around with loaded guns. He would actually sit there with me with a loaded 45 and like, say, at the morning table, and he'd say, you know what? I think I might take this 45 and go kill everybody you love today. What do you think about that? And when I talked to the police, they said, well, we can't do anything until there's bloodshed. And that was, remember, the 80s.
Well, but even now, that's still kind of just a conversation. It's still a fine line, but you go get help. Now, there's women, typically all the women that work in these places have been through that, so they know exactly what you're going through. A lot of them have been through a hell of a lot worse than that.
And they'll give you an advocate. They'll find somebody that will, you know, advocate for you.
Ain't going to get better. It's not going to get better.
No,
so it's only going
to
get worse.
They are literally trying to, frame you as far as being totally incompetent. And your husband may tell you, oh, I went over there and I talked to him and they said they're going to leave you alone. Bullshit. He went over there and said, you guys are doing a good job. Keep it up.
Good national shout out to Virgil from the UK.
Yes, good to have you with us.
To Lisa Marie, you have to start taking some action. Just reaching out for help, actually. But we're not talking of get a machete and a shotgun or anything like that.
No, we don't want you doing that.
Reach out for help from the people that are experts.
If I were closer, I would help you.
I would get a machete and a shotgun.
Yeah, I physically can't. I'm too far away. Okay, but
thank
we can guide you. We can support you.
Every state has
but
plenty of organizations.
But you need to get professionals involved. Because I, this four clubs here,
it's going
to
get worse.
Four of clubs, yes, is designed to make you start raving mad.
Yeah,
as far as crazy.
Yeah, it's
or
things are only escalating.
Or you're going to get harmed.
Get folks involved. Make contact.
Okay, thank
you. Do that, and don't. I mean, do it so you don't. Obviously, you don't want to do it right in front of your husband. You got to find the right time to do it, but you don't want to wait too long.
If he goes to work, do it while
he's
gone.
Work or whatever. If he goes out to run around and chase puppies down or something or whatever he does, if he goes away for a while, that is the time. Make that
time. And
you
know the thing is, hon.
And you can delete it. You can erase the phone call off your phone if he's a phone
checker. He's had you at his mercy for so long. It's like that movie Enough that Jennifer Lopez did. She finally had enough, man. She had enough. And she got out of that loser's life.
Never saw it.
Oh, it's the first time you see it, it's kind of like, how the hell is she going to pull this off?
Yeah, I've seen it. When Lifetime Network first came out, it wasn't one of those poisoned women's mind saves. And they had some good shows.
Played the theater.
Oh, and I'm just talking about Lifetime actually had some shows like that, too. Where these women were like by this really clever mastermind psycho husbands that were like almost above the law. But anyway,
you're gonna find so many programs that are out there for you, honey. Honestly.
Oh yeah, and they all have contacts.
And they do, and they're gonna be your protection.
And they are in that business because they've been through that. You know, they know, and they've done with hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands, if you're in a big city. I don't know. But and they'll say like, yep.
Rachel from Australia is in our Facebook room or, you know, chat that goes with our show. And she says you need to become a friend of them and us. And if you can, join Facebook and come to our shows, unless you already are. You know, keep it
I
moving.
Am on Facebook.
Okay, then come on over to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. Join us.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Rachel, please DM me with
That was the one on the Lifetime I was talking about.
Okay. That was a real movie.
That was the one where she like faked her death or something. He still found out somehow, didn't he? Get away from him.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go.
Honey, you come on over. Whatever name you use, just let us know who you are. And we want to be there with you, all right? But seriously now, this is getting serious. What's happening?
Oh, I know.
And you don't live like this. I was you so long ago. And oh my God, I honestly thought he was going to have to kill me until the day I said, F this. I am not going to live like this anymore. And I gathered all of my own empowerment, whatever little shreds I had, and I got the hell out of there. Yeah. So, all right.
All right, so your healing angel card is subject is truth.
Yeah, listen now.
The best way through the current situation is just to speak your truth, your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel. So you got to reach out to people, and you can't sugarcoat anything. You tell them exactly how you feel.
And you'll be
okay.
You'll be my friend there.
You won't be the first person that's called.
The world is full of us who've been there, done that.
Yep. And that you will be doing the positive thing for yourself, and it will help the whole situation out, and it'll help you start the parting of the ways with the jackpot.
Yeah. All right. So take care, honey.
Thank you so much. You know where to find us.
All right.
Yeah, you know where to find us. Keep in touch.
You know, thank you, honey. You know, a lot of people don't feel ready for that kind of advice, but these people and her husband are out to harm her. And the best thing she can do is, you know, and here's the bad thing. When you date somebody, they're all on their best behavior.
And that's male and female.
They're such gentlemen or ladies.
That's why I always say, wait, don't get married for years. Because nobody could put up that false bullshit for that period, long period of time.
They open your door.
They can't. Eventually they're going to reveal themselves. You just wait it out. So people say, well, I know it's my true love, so I must marry him right away. Why? Is he going to take off? Because if it's your true love, he'll wait forever for you. And she'll wait forever for you, too. So just ride it out and see when the fancy wallpaper comes off. Because that's what everybody's got up, fancy wallpaper.
They do. You don't see the skid marks in their underwear.
Or the, whatever. Just things that could annoy you. Some things don't annoy people. Bad habits. Everybody's got bad habits. Some bad habits.
No, but I told you about that wife. I don't know if I told all of you. I'm also a wedding planner and an officiant, so I can conduct legal marriage in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'd have to get special dispensation if I go to another state. Anyway, there was a woman that came in with her man, and that man looked like some kind of freaking wrestler. He looked like Hulk Hogan, or what's his name? Is that his name? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan's the one with the big-ass mustache, blonde hair.
This guy had longish hair.
Did he have a rag, do-rag or anything? No?
As a matter of fact.
There you go. So he was kind of a biker guy, probably.
This woman, kind of on the plain side. I mean, not a flashy woman. Her arm was all done up in a cast, in a sling. And we're sitting there. And she's giving me, a nice fat down payment to plan their beach wedding, blah, blah, blah. And they wanted a lot of stuff, but I was concerned about her arm. She said, ow, I fell down the stairs. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, you did. We all know how you got that arm broken. And that guy just sat there glaring at her. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I don't want to marry you two. I didn't want to. And that guy would look at me and say, one mistake with this wedding, Missy. You're giving every dollar back. I looked at this whole thing and I thought, I'm not doing this. So anyway, my late husband, Gerald, was actually sitting in that day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you aren't threatening my life, are you? And he said, she knows what I'm saying. And then he pointed to the woman with the broken arm. And you know, too. If you know what's good for you. I thought, oh, lady, you are really desperate. Well, anyway, I ended up telling them, I'm sorry, that's a date that you picked. I will not be available. So I gave her money back, and I never did see them again. Thank God.
I would have said, carry your dry, dusty asses out of this office right now.
I know. Well, how about that one Marine that interviewed to be in my daycare center? And during the interview, you were there for that one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You were off in another room, but you heard him say, by the way, if anything happens to my son here, if he, hurts himself, whatever, I'm coming back here and I'm going to kill you. And that's when you came out of the room and he said, I believe this interview is over. And that guy left. But I do think you said things like, carry your ass.
Well, I can't imagine not saying that.
That is
who I am, you know. I may or may not have said dry, dusty ass.
And look at this. Virgil said new laws were introduced relatively recently to outlaw coercive and controlling behavior, carrying long sentences by UK standards. But you know what the operative word is? Introduced. Hasn't been passed, right?
Well, I don't know if that's what he means. That might be his way of saying they're passed. But even
here we introduce every kind of...
Well, even if it's a new law, it's a gray area. Mm-hmm. And that other person's going to have a lawyer. So the one person has to prove with reasonable doubt if it's criminal that it was coercive behavior. And if it's not physical, it's just... There better be some recording, tape recordings, or other people, because it's one person's word against another if there's nobody else there to testify. And you can't convict somebody on that. You cannot convict the person, because if the chick says, he's been controlling me and doing all this stuff, and the guy's like, no, I didn't.
Oh, he's saying it was passed.
Right, but I'm just saying, okay. There has to be other evidence, or you can't convict somebody
on
that.
Not on word.
He says, she says. Nobody can go to jail over he says, she says. Can't do it. But if the chick's smart, she'll make recordings, she'll have emails and stuff like that. Then, hammer time against the dude. So, the bottom line is be smart out there. Everybody be smart. And there's guys.
If you get a feeling about
some
guy. There
are actually shelters for men because
really scared of women?
It's not that they're scared of them. It's that they know that they do one thing, they're going to jail. So they have to, like, run even though the chick's controlling and abusive. They can't smack them. They're done. There are actually shelters for abused men, and not physically abused so much, but, you know. All right. Suzanne, if you're doing a friend request, send friend request to both the Deborah Lees with her picture.
And look at this. Rachel said, I ran 600 kilometers away, and he still found us.
Yeah. All right. We got to keep on rocking because that clock has not stopped ticking. Didn't rhyme. 347. We are going to New York.
Hello.
Welcome.
Where are we speaking? Hello. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. I recognize your voice.
Yeah.
Are you still in Florida?
Yeah,
unfortunately, yeah.
Do you see any alligators walking around?
No. That would be exciting.
You know, there
exciting,
are parts
but
of Florida where there are no alligators.
Well,
there are
I
parts.
See
there
all
are
these
some parts.
Reels and TikToks, and people are grabbing the tails and pulling them out from under their
cars. Oh, there's
cars
an
ass-ton
in that state, but I'm saying there are parts that don't happen. I'm just saying. I don't think
there
are
you know what it is?
In the Cuban district. Just letting you know. Right,
I mean, there's plenty of wildlife, but I'm not in the part that has that, because I'm like in a man-made neighborhood that's like all polished. So you're not going to see stuff like that here, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I think I'd be glad.
I like animals, but not alligators.
Right. She's talking about other wildlife.
They
content,
eat
not...
your dog if you're out walking it.
Well, that's why you should speak softly and carry a sawed-off fucking shotgun.
You know what I heard, though? You're not supposed to kill them in Florida.
I think you can kill them if they're...
Would know about
you
that.
Can kill them if they are... about to eat you or something like that. You can't just kill them for fun.
And you can't just drive over them on the highway either.
Well, not on purpose. You don't. They don't expect you to swerve and hit a telephone pole.
Catherine says they deserve to be eating those redneckians.
I don't know who she's talking about.
She's either talking about husbands who are abusive or the alligators.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, like I said, you can kill anything in self-defense. I don't care what it is.
Okay, tell us, Tamika, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Tamika, this
feeding.
Is your time.
Yeah.
Not the crocodile.
I just wanted to know if you see any changes, like anything coming up for me, like any changes happening anytime soon, like in anything, like maybe like with, I don't know, like meeting someone, like love, someone meeting, someone coming back, or with work, or just or moving, like if you see anything changing, because stuff is kind of like in a lull right now, and it's kind of driving me crazy.
Are you working?
Yeah.
And are you enjoying your life there?
No. And I work remotely from home, which I'm grateful, but also not, because it's very secluded.
Yeah, that can lead somebody into a state of depression. If you're like in your little home and you're in your little desk and you're working there, and then you're there later and you're there in the morning, you're there at night, you're there when you wake the fuck up. After a while, that can start getting to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's where she's going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bert, as I'm laying out your cards here, Virgil, I'd be interested to know what your country's stand is on, say, women or men that kill their spouses who are abusive. You know, if there isn't a lot of evidence.
If there isn't a lot of evidence, I think murder is murder. I mean, of course, sometimes you can understand it when someone, like, kills an abusive spouse because they were hurting them for so many years and it was, like, life or death for them. I think it depends on the circumstances. Murder is murder, but it definitely depends on the circumstances. You got to look into it.
The bottom line is the best bet is, if you can, is to remove yourself from the situation so you don't have to get to that point.
If you can, yeah.
The perfect world, right. That's the perfect world, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. That's why we told our first caller, you know, it's better to make a proactive move now, you know, rather than...
You could speak softly and carry a Desert Eagle 50 caliber.
Yeah, go for center mass, people. That's where you want to go. It's what the Army teaches. Okay, back to Tamika. You know what? Things are going to turn around for you. And there's going to be an opportunity if you want to. You're going to be able to move back to where you came from, go somewhere else that you'd want to, because you're not really stuck there, okay? Sometimes we feel like we are really stuck.
Sometimes we are, but it's not like stuck till the end of time. It could be a little temporary, a little sticky part until you come up with a new life pattern plan and the logistics and the finances to get the hell out of Dodge.
You have a man here under Sure to Come True, and I love that designation.
Unless it says your plane's about to crash. That you're on. The plane that you're on right now while you're doing the cards.
Are you doing stand-up today?
No, I'm just thinking. I was contradicting him. I said, I would love that All Is Sure to Come True. But then I was thinking, unless I'm on a plane doing my cards, that your plane will crash. Then I don't like that designation anymore. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, I guess I still like it. I know.
You have a man from your past who missed you very much. He's unhappy without you. Now, I'm thinking back on that situation that you had with a guy.
I haven't heard from them, but can I give you two names to see what you pick up from them, to see if it's that's who you're seeing or what you see with them?
Either
Frank or Jose. Are you picking up anything from either one of those two?
Jose sounds really like sultry and handsome to me. Is he?
He's the last person I was involved with. He was very sexy. He's the last person I was involved with. But...
He's very sexy.
Jose is like it's such a common name. How can you say that sounds like that?
Sounds like a cabana boy.
Or sounds like the guy that's in that truck down there selling the street tacos. His name is Jose. Right down the street. I'm just saying. It's a very common name, Deb.
I'm saying my intuition.
Oh, your intuition. No, that's different now, the intuition. I'm sorry.
And
you just said the name sounds. I'm like,
Frank,
Jose, what the hell are you talking about? That's a common name.
It's not Frank from more past, the past.
Frank doesn't sound exotic?
No, but I'm just saying.
Who's the one that misses me?
That is Rachel's last name, too. Forgot about that.
I don't think she pronounces it that way. Oh, it is. Jose.
She just said it's her last
who's
name.
The
anyway,
one that, I'm sorry. Can you tell me who the one is that you're seeing that misses me or that what you're picking up from them?
Jose misses you. He just might not be ready to be the man for you. Okay? But he does miss you.
You know what? Jose Cuervo, you're a friend of mine. All right, I go back to her.
You know, the
I miss him too. I wish he would come back, but, like, you know, he hasn't come back. He's the one that I always talked to you guys about recently that I had a fight with Mafix, but he hasn't returned. I miss him too, though.
You know what? It can take a long time. time is very fluid in many senses. Sometimes it's very quick. Bing, bing, bing. Somebody realizes, oh, my God, I miss her. I got to get her back before somebody else takes her. But then other people can be like, oh, she can just go to hell. I'm just going to go out and, you know, pillage.
So is that what you're doing?
And that's
just like a Viking. I saw Raven pillage. Right.
Is that what Jose's being like? Like he's just going to let me go, let someone else?
But the problem is, I don't care how many women he gets in that bed of his. I don't care how many. It's not you. And that is what's going to put a little pain in his heart. I can see that. There's pain here. That he screwed up.
Well, you can't turn back time.
Well, no, he can't, but they can already start anew. But the thing is, I still feel he's not quite enough, you know, as a turkey. You want that turkey cooked properly.
At what point, what happens if they're overcooked? Because you can't undercook them then, right?
I think it's okay if they're overcooked. You can always turn them into jerky.
No, I'm not talking about real food now. I'm talking about going back to the person. You say if they have to be at the right time, what if that time passes?
I think that the heart only knows what it feels. And he could have a yen for her for the rest of his life.
Isn't that a currency?
Yen.
So he's not going to come back?
I do believe he is. And when you least expect it. But here's what's tragic for girls like you, hon. You're beautiful, stunning.
Oh, thank you.
You are a looker. You're hot.
I've never seen a picture of her.
So are you, Deborah. Thank you.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Yeah.
You women are like one sneeze away always from being lesbian. You sit there and you're the most beautiful, hottest thing ever. It's like, the guys don't walk up to you and say, hey, John. You're looking smoking studly hot, dude. Your package is gleaming tonight, dude. Guys don't do that with each other. They don't do that.
Some men do. Some men do. Some men are not shy about giving other ones compliments, though. They're very secure.
Yeah, that's right. Or get a printer that can print us out a really like one. We might not need you, guys.
That would break our hearts.
Anyway, back to Tamika. Your cards are looking way better than they used to. There's another guy. Yes, that you have not met. Boy, honey, if you're just looking for a hookup, he's going to be perfect. But after that, leave him alone. This guy's a big-time liar,
right.
Cheater. I mean, he's – it's like
– oh, Jesus.
Dancing
I don't want that.
Devil. You're going to be dancing with the devil to – watch out, getting
I like that you point that out because it's not 99% of the time it's a guy. But sometimes women are just looking for that hookup too.
Right.
And most of the time it's the guy. I'm not going to bullcrap.
She may have an itch. She needs scratch.
Or it is what it is sometimes, right?
Yes.
Maybe she come out of a bad relationship because, you know what, I'm going to take the guy home and bang, then I'm not going to see that son of a bitch.
It's like you men too in the bar.
It is what it is.
As we drink and, you know, that drink and the next one, you all start looking pretty good too. You know, and then the next morning we're like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
That is the danger of the beer goggles. You must be aware of the beer goggles.
The beer goggles, yeah.
It's always good. You can't plan it that way. It's always good if you're with a group of guys that maybe somebody will be a little bit sober there that can grab you by the arm and say, dude, because his beer goggles aren't on yet. He can save you from making the big mistake and grabbing a swamp thing and taking it home.
Oh, at least Jim's honest, you know. Other guys, they sugarcoat everything, but a turd is still a turd, no matter how much sugar you put up.
I'm just saying, you know, beer goggles are really scary.
It is, and we experience it too. All right.
I guess you guys experience it not just visually. You guys also are like, oh my God, this guy is like freaking Superman. He's, you know, he's superhero status. You don't just go by the physical thing alone.
And you know what? If we're out with our girl,
we should get back.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't want to hook up. I want something that lasts, because I was hoping that Jose would have lasted, and the hookups kind of hurt my feelings really badly.
He's not done with you. The thing is, that guy's got a huge ego, and he likes to be right, and you know that.
I know.
Blood for it, and you've knocked him down a few pegs. So right now he's dealing with his pride. It's bruised. But he's not mad anymore. Now he's just sad that the good one got away. Now, there's a reason those men sit in that bar night after night, especially as they get older, because the right one got away.
Yeah.
So anyway, for you, this one, I'm getting the strong impression he's Cuban. And he is like heaven on two legs.
Hey, there's a rule out there. If a woman doesn't meet your standards, lower them. It's a bar rule.
But you're saying you're not going to...
Tell her the other one.
No, not now. She's serious. Finish.
Jim, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's my fault. No, you don't need to apologize. No. I'm the bad guy.
Just remember.
I should not interrupt her reading.
I'm sorry.
This one is not relationship material.
I will joke around after her reading.
So,
I'm just saying that.
Nope. The Four of Hearts.
Diamonds
is here. He's a liar. He's got Satan's tongue, okay?
He's a snake.
He is. But, snake.
A sneaky snake.
Oh, my
God.
I can't. That's going to break me. I can't handle that. That's going to break me because I fall in love really fast when I get involved with somebody, because it equals to me the relationship. I don't just get involved with casual relations just because, like, I automatically expect relationship after. So it breaks me when that happens.
You know,
like, I can't.
That is a super wonderful way to be. That means that you haven't become jaded, calloused. You're not desperate. I really love that.
Desperation never leads to a good end.
It never
ever,
does.
Ever.
No.
Yeah,
nope.
I can't, not a hoe. Can't be any kind of hoe. Never was,
no,
never could be.
You know what? If you're sinking and you feel like you're almost drowning, well, don't get too desperate, dude. Something just to keep your head above water. Don't immediately grab onto some jackwad that looks like a life preserver.
Desperation is bad.
Yes. I've never heard anybody that has said, oh, it's been great after a day found somebody. You're all locked up.
I'm locked up. Anyway, for you,
yes.
You give a little bit more time. And I really think as we head more toward August, you're going to really start to think about what Tamika wants. You know, and the thing is, the more that we manifest what we want, the easier it becomes to create reality. Hey, I'm living my dream. And I'm not referring to you.
I didn't know that.
I'm living my
dream. It's a good thing she said that, because I honestly thought that's what it was. Not. All right, anyway, here we go. Hop it.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
No.
All good things must come to an end. Things must come to an end.
Honey, it's good to hear you laugh.
It is. It is.
There are times you call and you've cried.
And you know where to find us.
Of course you do.
And here's your healing angel card.
Wait. Go ahead.
Deb, the reading has
come in. No, Deborah. I just want to know, so you're saying August is when I'm going to have something official with someone, or are you going to see a player come in August? Like, I'm not sure.
I'm going to say I should have been more clear. Yes, I'm thinking by August you're going to have a better idea, and there will be a man coming along to match. You know.
So the whole summer I'm going to be high and dry.
What does that mean?
High and dry.
No relationship.
She's going to be without schnitzelgruben.
No, honey, you can go get whatever
you want
anytime.
She doesn't want to do that. She doesn't do that. She's
right now with Jose, all you're going to be is a booty call. I don't prefer that you do that.
The call of the booty.
Yeah, you got to stay away from him. Make him come to you. I want
to
be beautiful. I want him to be standing there in the rain, soaking wet, knocking at your door, saying, oh, Tamika, I really screwed up. I miss you.
Is he going to do that?
I think he will. Now, I saw your card. I saw what's in his heart. Losing you was really hard for him, but he needed to change some of his ways. He was selfish. All right, go with him. I am just sitting here in the water.
Oh, my God. Okay, Jimbo, I get it.
Yeah, really?
Does everybody get the hint here? All right, real quick. Here's the Healing Angel card.
Deborah, oh, my God.
Subject.
Yeah.
The world would be a boring place if we were all the same. Celebrate your uniqueness. You are special and much loved.
Yes. You remember that, Tamika. You remember that.
I will.
And I can't wait to hear the good news, and you'll be calling us to tell it.
Right.
I am totally shocked. Even my mouth won't work.
You don't need a computer, so that's good. All right, word up on that. Thank you so very much. I know she held forever for her reading.
Yeah,
and we appreciate that.
Well, I'll keep listening.
Oops, sorry.
Thank you.
And I didn't hang up on her, too, so she's still listening. So that's cool. You know where to find us. We're always here. Why don't you close the web browser and bring up a new web browser?
I'm dead. I don't know how to do that. See? And even Control-Alt-Delete doesn't work.
Hold the power button down for, like,
I did
20
that.
Seconds. No, I'm never talking forever. Forever. That will never be defeated ever on this planet if you just sit there and be very, very patient with it. Ba-ba-ba-bam. It might not have been long enough. We'll see. That will go
right
to the motherboard.
I have a palate cleanser for you, something all of you might get a good kick out of. Yesterday, we decided to go out for lunch. It had been raining and raining here for like ever. And as I was getting out of gym, he's got a Ram, 1500 truck?
It's a big pickup truck. Four-wheel
as we get out, okay, he wanted me to grab a paper in the back seat. So I'm maneuvering in this little swamp. And we're in a, you know, like a urban area of town. As I'm trying to grab for it, what were
Ford
you
saying? Pickup truck.
You said, give it up.
She goes, I can't really get to it. And I said, well, then just shut the door. I'll get it. But she didn't hear that.
Bada boom, down I went.
She fell into like these weird kind of bushy things that were full of water.
Because
we literally had just gone through an hour straight of a downpour that was ungodly, almost unholy.
It was horrible.
It was almost an unholy downpour.
So then he's still on the other side of the truck. I'm sitting.
Yeah, it's coming around. I didn't know anything happened. I'm walking around the back of the truck. It's a long walk.
I mean, my ass is soaked. I'm soaked. And this man and his woman.
Not me. Not,
no,
says,
the other
man.
Another man.
Just say this, some man, not me.
No, some man.
Yeah.
He comes walking out of the store with his woman, and right away he comes over and he says, here, let me help you. And as he's trying to pull me up, he wasn't a very big man, but I damn near pulled him
into the swamp
with me.
And that's common that people that have not done that a lot. Like if you play sports, you pull people up, and you know you got to.
And he had
He did. He probably hasn't done that before in his life. He'd be probably standing straight tall like a tree. Well, you're gonna fall. Even if it's a light, it doesn't matter your weight. They're gonna fall if you don't have some kind of a brace and stuff like that to pull them up.
And as he started to go to follow me, I'm thinking he's gonna fall right on top of me. His woman, she kind of ignored the whole thing. I could tell she doesn't like a man being real handy. So anyway, he did get me up, and we continue on to lunch. Army soldiers learn you're going to adapt and overcome. Yes, I was soaking wet on my, you know,
improvise,
carrier.
Adapt, and overcome the Marines.
Oh, what do we do?
That's the U.S. Marines. Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Okay, well, we do something too, but I can't remember what it is.
Well, you guys, see, your Army usually just die in battle. Your fodder.
What they say, what makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood.
Yeah, it's like, oh, gee, there's a problem. Send more infantry in. Well, they're dying. We'll send more then. Just keep flooding the infantry, guys, and eventually they'll stop dying because they'll overwhelm the other enemy. Yep, send the grunts in. Send the army guys in. Yep. All right. Well, you don't need to be back online for us to take the next caller, do we?
No, I just like
because that area code 520, which is Olisa.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're fine. How are you? You're the one that are on the mend. How are you?
Okay. Just did some trying to clean up the clutter. You know how things, when you're laying around, you think, oh my God, I got to fix that. I got to fix that. Okay, we're still partnered up here. You know, I'm still, we made dinner. We had dinner and we had breakfast. And
what?
Breakfast.
Oh.
That's what you have after dinner.
It's just a boring, you know, but it's nice. It's very sweet, very sweet. And so I'm a happy camper. I don't know. I hope that the cards reflect the same thing.
Okay. Well, Deb, she's looking for a checkup type reading again.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you, Lisa. Catherine, I had written on here, high and dry means that she's going to have to start dusting between her thighs.
For the last caller. She says, am I going to be high and dry all summer? And it's like, well.
So.
Oh, wow. High and dry?
That was a very good Def Leppard.
It was
before they became really super famous. High and Dry was a very good album.
You know, during Prohibition, what was that called? They used the dry word, dry. So I guess we could apply it to the same thing.
That's true. Yeah, it is. It's dry. Yeah, right.
Dry as a bone.
They did, yeah, dry. And
before the live video ended.
I didn't make it end.
I didn't do anything.
It's all your fault.
Mm-hmm. How do we get that?
I will have to go restart it. No problem.
All right.
You keep on talking to Lisa.
Okay.
And there are actually, real quick, there are still to this day in some states dry counties.
Yeah, with no booze.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Dry wedding.
You need
there are places in Alaska that are dry because the alcoholism is so bad it's gone dry in some places in Alaska.
They need, you know what? They need a highball named Lubricant.
Whoa! Oh, you got to say that again once we get back on Facebook.
Yes.
That was good. I like that.
Oh. Your battery has come to an end. What is going on?
For lube. The lube hour.
Apparently, this is
fun for you. All right.
I will figure something out. Keep talking to Olisa. Somehow, let's see where this has gone.
All right.
All right. So, is he getting better?
It's bad, but yeah, he is.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm still putting them out. Is it coming up?
No, we're switching to, I got my phone.
All right.
No problem. We'll be Facebookers. We're not talking because they're not there.
Well, I got to tell you, Ken, right now, excuse me, Lisa. I want you to pay very close attention to what's happening, like in your healing process. Okay, there is something connected to all of this that down the road, and why I am kind of really sticking on this is when I had a very serious car accident when I was 16, I went over a cliff. I hit a dump truck.
Wow.
And over a cliff. And
oh my God.
I had a shoulder harness on. It was in 1973. They had just recently started those seat belts. No, it didn't. I don't think it did. It was just the seatbelt. Anyway, when I hit the bottom after going over the cliff, my head hit the top. Excuse me. I hit the top of the roof of the car. And remember, I was 16, so it took 10, maybe 15 years. for it to turn out that I have a bent spine. I'm not going to be.
What the hell's going on, Deb? I don't get it.
I don't either. Anyway, yeah, I had a bent. My spine between the shoulder blades is bent. But the case had already gone through, and so I've had to periodically throughout my adult life, I've had to see chiropractors.
Wow.
Because they have to realign it. Yeah. And so I'm just saying, it's showing up that it's going to come along later. Did you ever have like a neck brace or anything like that?
Oh, God, no. I've never been in an accident before. And you know what? I'm still being sent to specialists. I'll be sent to specialists. Nurse practitioner said they did a really good job, she said, on me in the emergency room because she was looking at the x-rays and the CT scan. She said they really did a good job. But I am being sent to specialists.
That's wonderful. I think that's great because there will be all this documentation, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're back on.
You're back on. We had to switch phones.
Yes.
Not sure why, because we'll worry about that after the show.
So we have this interruption. Oh, he is loving the hell out of you, Lisa. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, she's lying to you.
You know, this is the thing. I sometimes feel like, you know, I don't know. It's not like, I think maybe I'm learning his personality because we're engaged, we interact, but I'm not seeing like, I don't know what I want to see. It's not that I want to see anything. It's not like, I think I'm just so happy, you know, because he said, how much longer can you put up with me? And I said, hey, I'm really happy. I said, I love watching you sleep, you know, and I was going down that road talking to him. And I love the peacefulness. I love, you know, feeding you and blah, 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 blah.
Well, is he saying back the same kind of compliments too?
He does in the way of he does, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, how wonderful. See, this is why I felt there was a blessing attached to that car accident in the sense of the two of you not just sharing a cup of coffee or, you know, going about your projects, but regular everyday life together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, we're joined. I mean, right now, as it stands now, we're joined at the hip for sure.
Oh, really?
That was sinister.
Because it depends on what color your feet is when you're going to. No, doesn't it?
Terry on Jimbo's. Oh, really?
Well, because when you join at the hip, depends on which direction each one's facing and what that could mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah.
The only thing I've seen is that he doesn't want to share with you that he has some financial issues. And one of them is that he had loaned that other guy a lot of money, and personally, I don't think he's ever going to see it.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. And, all right, I wonder, now he's never told you that he did any jail time, did he?
No. Is there something coming up?
Well, there may have been like a lawsuit. I wanted to make sure it wasn't.
Does it mean jail time?
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure it was this.
Okay.
Is an official.
Some kind of legal thing. Yeah. Could be not criminal. It could be in like, like being sued financially, not criminally, right?
It's not criminal.
Okay.
It's what do they call them? Just, it's involved another guy.
Probably a business thing.
The other guy's a liar, by the way, who lied his way into making your neighbor guy end up responsible. And maybe they had a business together. I'm not really getting all the specifics. I just see that he's afraid once he tells you about it, you will be really pissed.
What? Why would I? That's his stuff. Why would I even take that on?
Well, it's kind of like when a man, well, this looks like it's kind of a long-term thing. When a man has to, or a woman has to pay child support, it's not a thing they say right away because it's kind of a detractor from a relationship, you know, especially if the woman treats him like crap, you know, and never, he hardly ever gets to see his kid. But I'm saying in this case, this was somebody that betrayed your neighbor. He may tell you about it, but, you know, I think that he's kind of wanting to save face.
Yeah.
In a sense, but it's surfacing, so he may decide to open up to you. I think that's the only thing I see here that could be any kind of smudge on his
character. Okay.
And he doesn't even really own it.
Okay.
So, and you know, if you ever wanted to get a dossier on him, it's very easy to do online. And a lot
of people
check out. Well,
yeah.
You know, we've gone through that. Excuse me. Yeah.
I don't know. I know he has all these people that call him and he lets me talk to them and he's known them for 30, 40 years. And I don't know.
Well, we all have our little skeletons, don't we?
Oh, God, yeah.
I know. So, I just don't think it's as big as he thinks it's going to be, telling you about it.
Yeah. Oh, no. I would never be judgmental about that.
That's the only thing I've ever seen in all these months about him. But it looks like the two of you are really getting close.
Yay.
I liked it.
Yeah. I'm really liking it too.
Well, we'll see what Jim's got for you, but I think you guys are working on some very important relationship issues without even realizing.
This could, I didn't even read it. Subject is trust.
Okay.
All will work out well, it says. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know.
I love it.
And they're healing angels. They're healing angels, and you need healing, obviously, because both of you do. Physical healing. They didn't say that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's
what you're. You got to heal physically. That was bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Makes me wonder about a lot of stuff. It really does. We are so vulnerable, any one of us. Gee, many.
You know, the old cliches, life is fragile. Everybody jokes about it, but it is a true statement.
Have you heard anything about the perp? The perpetrator? No.
No, it's too soon. Everything's too soon. We're just kind of managing through stuff. You know, I'm just managing to put dinner on the table and he pitches in.
Yeah, I wonder if they gave him a sobriety test.
You know, I don't even know anything like that. No, I don't know. I'm out of the loop on that. I don't know.
Right, right. Well, you know, Dee was driving, so they probably just drew blood at the hospital. So.
Yeah.
Because they had to anyway. That's all they would have to do anyway to treat.
Well, you know what? When I was. I've never been in an accident before, and it was my friend who used to be a social worker who came and got me at the hospital to take me home. And I said, you know, they drew my blood in the ambulance. And I said, I think that's because they want to do sobriety checking. She said, I asked the ambulance person, I said, why did you take my blood? Or I said, why do you do that? And he said, it's just to check your sugar level. I don't care. I mean, I have nothing to hide. And
I think,
uh, she,
what? You think that was...
No, I believe that. The ambulance, if the ambulance is drawing blood, that's not a sobriety thing. That has to be done at the hospital. There's legal things and paperwork has to be involved. If the ambulance drew blood, that is because they needed some immediate medical information. That doesn't get done in an ambulance. A sobriety blood draw does not get done in an ambulance.
Yeah, I have no idea how any of this works. I'm not, you know... This is something I have never, ever, ever, never witnessed experience.
You could be 15 levels of snot slinging drunk, and it doesn't matter legally. You're a passenger.
Yeah, you could be drunk if you want to.
You could be so drunk, you could be fucking sitting upside down with your seatbelt on, with your butt in the air. It doesn't matter. You're not the one behind the wheel, you know? Well, I mean, if you're inside of a vehicle, I don't know that you legally have to wear panties if you're inside of a vehicle. I don't know the laws there.
You know what I did tell the ambulance driver? I'm so glad I wore clean underwear today for leaving now.
Well, you know what, though? If you go commando, you don't have to worry about ever
and
having
then,
clean
and then
underwear.
And he said to me later, a few seconds later, he put his face up to mine. He's like 13 years old is what he looked like. And he said, did you poop your pants? And I said, as out of it as I was surprised by the question. I said, no, I don't think so. He said, you can tell me the truth. It's okay. And I said, no, uh-uh. And then, you know, I think he might have asked me one more time. And, of course, no, I hadn't pooped my – I don't mean to say of course. I know people probably – it was bad.
Things can happen. It's trauma. You know, sometimes seatbelts can pull and push, and you can have different reactions. Things pee and poop can happen.
Oh, my God. What about, did he ask your guy, the driver?
She knows.
Who knows? Who knows what he asked? He had a league of his own helping him, and he came in a different vehicle to the hospital.
I think I was the guy. Nope. I didn't poop my pants. Did you poop yours? I don't think I could have handled that question.
I wonder what led him to ask.
I don't know.
But he did. Yeah, he had to cut up my clothes to find out what was going on with me.
I didn't go poo-poo or pee-pee. I would have said, like a little kid, I didn't go poo-poo. No poo-poo pee-pee, Daddy.
I just thought it was kind of funny later. And then
that is
he had to cut up.
Oh, look at that first Jim, how about that? Yeah.
Huh? Well, yeah,
he
yeah,
had
no,
to
no,
cut
I,
up my...
no, no, we're she's sidetracking, which she should not do in the middle of a reading. Shame on you. But anyway, we still bid. Was it au revoir?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
We hope that every day you continue to heal.
We'll see what tomorrow brings.
But we don't know.
Oh, you guys, thank you. Oh, I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, but we can still come home. Mm.
Right. I like it very much.
Tons of love, Lisa.
Excuse me. Not love like weight, but
yeah, gone girl. Yeah, the phone that we are recording on ran out of battery. Correct. Yeah, that was Lisa.
My fingers. Right, I just typed it in. International folks.
So
you can do a
I
let them know.
Right. How do you know this? Because you have experience?
Of what?
Of a breathalyzer or a blood test?
It's a legal thing. It has to be a court order has to be done, first of all. It has to be. You can't just take somebody's blood and then use it in court. It has to be court ordered. The police could probably get it from a magistrate here. Now, they're a different country than the UK. But they can't just, somebody can just start drawing blood. Oh, we're going to see what kind of alcohol you have. Oh, that's not due. That is not due process of law. You can't do that. So
while we're sitting here, Suzanne, I saw that you were discussing about some African man.
Facebook now.
And I'm wondering.
International only.
Did he swindle you out of some money?
It sounds like it. Hopefully it was minor.
Well, I wanted to let her know. Honey, don't feel bad. I thought I was pretty sorry, too. A guy came along and told me my husband in heaven had sent him to me. And, he managed over 6 months to take $85,000 from me. And I know dollars and yen or whatever you guys pounds.
It's ingots, pounds.
Yeah.
Well, euros. Well, I don't know. See, now,
I don't know what euros.
Well, but the UK is like saying goodbye, right? To the frickin' union, right?
Let's just say it's a hell of a lot of money that I took. And I want you to know I'm able to process that and put it behind me. And those that judged me for being stupid, well, maybe they're stupid for judging me. I don't know. It hurt more to have been duped. Money to me is, you know, it's just a thing. Yeah. Oh, but remember, it goes on for days and weeks, months, the conversation, the exchanging of pictures, the phone calls. He was in Dubai. He's originally from Denmark. Very handsome guy.
At least the picture was.
At least the pictures were. Let me tell you, there are scammer websites. After this all came out, and how it came out is one of my sons is a professional webmaster, owns his own company. And he went out and found him and said, Mom, you've been scammed. I'm going to tell you, that was one of the worst days of my life, finding that out.
Whoa.
And I went on all the scam. The FTC has one. What we put
the
it
what?
In Interpol places to report internet scammers.
What was the first thing you said?
FTC.
The Federal Trade Commission.
Yeah, they have them on there.
I didn't know that. The Federal Trade Commission would care about that.
Rip
okay.
Scam is another one. There's many, many out there. You put their phone number that they used with you, any pictures they used. And there was a great big Dubai sting last year on internet scammers. The Dubai government does not like, I mean, it's kind of scary even talking about it, how those people are when it comes to crime. They did this huge, massive sting. It was like millions of dollars that these guys got in trouble for. And if you've ever seen a documentary on prison in other countries, it's like they say in commercials, you're in for the, how did they say it? You're in for the fight of your life if you go to prison.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be. Prison should be such a horrible issue. You should, when you leave prison, you should think that was actual hell. So you don't go back.
Catherine,
so
I agree.
You don't freaking go back.
Except he did answer when I called. It went to Dubai. I was thanking him for a poem he wrote for my birthday.
A poem!
And I called him, and he did pick up the phone, and it was him. And the call for me.
But it wasn't video, is what she's saying. It wasn't video.
No, it wasn't video.
Hindsight is 20/20. And that little old bullshit cliche saying or whatever, there's a reason they say that, because hindsight is 20/20.
Suzanne, just try to get over it and move on smartly. You know, we're not going to recoup what we gave. And you shouldn't have to be fearful that he's still trying to get money out of you. You know? I really believe in karma. And I'm hoping like hell that this guy that scammed me ended up being, there were like 20-some scammers that they arrested and threw in the clink over there.
If he was even over there.
That's true, because these phones can be routed.
You would be a dumbass if you were actually where you told somebody you said you were supposed to be. That would be a bad call as a criminal.
Right as the pandemic was getting ready to start, I got offered a wonderful job at a healing center in Dubai. And I kept telling everybody, I'm going to go over there and try to guy up. And they all said, you don't want to do that. You don't know who his friends are. You don't know, you know, what they're capable of.
And they're not. He's not there.
You don't think so? No.
If somebody says, I am here, that means they're not there if they're a scammer. You wouldn't want to lead authorities to you. That was somebody probably in another country. Could have been in this country. You don't know how you bounce cell phones around.
Well, he didn't sound African. I've spoken to some Nigerians who would call. I don't know. It's crazy. It's just a thing. It's just a thing.
Yeah, you know,
over.
I mean, plus people can fake accents too.
And just thank
God. We watch
God.
Movies. People speak. You know.
Thank God you didn't bring him over. I watched that show, 90 Day Fiancé, the days before and then the 90 days after and all that. These women are stupid.
Well, that's what makes the world go around, stupid women.
So nobody wants to, yeah.
And I know there's plenty of blog talkers, but we're approaching the 90-minute mark. We've already extended the show. I think we cannot extend it anymore. Sorry.
Rachel, accents are your problem. Do you sound like Bob? Is that your dialect?
I don't know if she means that. Maybe she means picking up on somebody's accent. Yeah. Like, well, she's not talking about her own. She's talking about hearing other people's accents on the phone, trying to figure out where they're from, I think is what we're getting at, or something. For scammers, that's what we're talking
yeah.
about. I hope
when you meet
that.
People from another country who do have a certain dialect, do you folks ever find yourself starting to pick up on it? You know, and I read...
It's over a long period.
I read there were studies done that only really intelligent people will do that.
I don't know if that's true.
That will...
I think any human on Earth, if you take a person and stick them with a bunch of people that have this accent all the time, I don't think you have to be a freaking Einstein to start talking like him. I think that you're a freaking human. I think you're a human being. You're going to start talking with that same kind of accent.
I don't think you would.
I did it all the time.
Where?
I said, watch me and this guy, I'm a carrier. Sometimes you have a watch team and they can change them up. Me and this guy stood like this watch one side and he had the other side. For like months and months and months, three times a day.
Yeah.
So I started talking with a Puerto Rican accent to him.
How do you do
talk
it?
To him.
Can you do it?
I said, oh, I don't know, man. You know, we would just talk back and forth. And I wasn't making fun of him. I just started talking to him like that, too. And I would joke, you know, about the women. I was like, oh, you're going to go Captain Ahab, aren't you? And he goes, no, I ain't going Captain Ahab when we go to shore.
Is that spearing a whale?
Yep. Yep. Where we'd say, oh, you know, some of those good wives, I'd do this, and he would do it, too. That was, yep, back and forth, yep. Anyway,
yeah,
really? I started talking with his accent,
yeah.
And it wasn't because I was trying to make fun of him. I think it's just natural. That's the guy I'm down there with 10 hours a frickin' day, every day. And guess what happens? And then I sleep a lot, and then, you know, so that's I talk to that guy more anyway, so I start talking like him, you know, with the Puerto Rican accent, just to him. I wouldn't talk to anybody else like that.
I've never seen anybody, though, do it the other way. They say that those who
you don't
come,
want to know that. How would you know?
Those who come from the Middle East, from the Midwest of America speak perfect English, and they get hired for a lot of broadcasting
jobs. I think
they
mean perfect English as far as the broadcast world, that everybody can, no matter where you are, they can understand it the best. That's why. For broadcast.
Well, like all...
Perfect is relative.
I watch some news in the morning from BBC.
Oh.
I have a hard time. The lady on there kind of... She doesn't enunciate well.
Right. It is true because I've traveled a lot. Navy and work. And I've lived in some fucking places where people speak crap and they don't put those people on the news. The local news.
But, look at it.
I know. Perfect. Yeah, I know. I got that. I got it.
Perfect, yeah.
Roger that. They don't put those people typically on the
Pretty
news.
Pretty is here. Remember she called us? She says, hey, you all, I'm very depressed right now. I am hurting. My heart is broken. Trying to bounce back. Just need a laugh.
Okay, well, hopefully we gave you a laugh right now because that clock is, we're about to hear the tones of Babaloon. Got to do it, Deb. Got to start saying goodbye to the blog talkers first.
Come to our show next time, Pretty, and call
us. We've got a gazillion shows a week. Millions and what?
You are amongst very nice people there in the chat area. Very nice.
It is indeed. All right.
I would have loved to have helped you, hon, tonight.
You do there all the days.
We're out of time.
Just in case anybody was curious, this is not the last day on Earth as far as we know. There'll be other shows.
Yes, there will.
True.
Yeah.
Truth. All right. So.
Good night.